Hi there. Welcome to your B-School bonus, How to Use B-School to Skyrocket Your Network Marketing Business, A New Way of Thinking. I'm Elizabeth Ryder, and it's such an honor to be here with you. I'm part of the 2012 B-School class, and I'm a health coach and wellness blogger. Now, I'm not here to just tell you all about me and my network marketing business, but I want you to know why I'm teaching this class. I am a four-year top 25 grower in my network marketing company, a billion-dollar company, five-year top customer enroller, six-year top 25 distributor enroller, and this year I will hit the $1 million club in my company, making over $1 million in profit in my network marketing business. So I don't do in-home parties, and I've never done the standard presentation for my company either. I use the B-School model to build my entire network marketing business. So like I said, I'm part of the 2012 B-School class, and I was just like you. I was taking B school and I didn't know how I was going to make my business work. I didn't have an exact plan, but I remember sitting in my little living room in my yoga pants with like a side ponytail and probably unbrushed teeth, listening to Marie teach me B school. And I had this meta level moment. And of course, the B school information was so impactful for me, and that's what I'll teach you in this bonus, how to use it to skyrocket your network marketing business. But I had kind of this meta level realization of that if Marie's teaching me through my computer right now how to do things, I can teach people about my product in the same way. And ever since then, I used B School to skyrocket my network marketing business, and that's what I want to teach you today. So what you'll learn in this bonus: number one, the missing link for most people. This is crucial to understand in order to move forward in your network marketing business. Number two, the meat of it, how to implement the B-School model in your network marketing business. Number three, two new ways to grow your business. I'm actually going to walk you through the exact two things that I created that really are what helped me achieve all of the success in my network marketing business using the B-School model. Number four, the one thing that always fails. This is so important. I need you to really listen to me on this one because this one thing will set you up to fail, and of course, we don't want you to do that. And then number five, the three key points to making it all work. So cozy up with me, grab a pen and paper to take notes. You can pause me along the way, and let's get started. So number one, the missing link for most people. Network marketing is just like any other business. The more real value you can provide to your customers, the more your business will grow. And this is something that I so hugely learned from Marie in B School. And ever since I took B School, I've been one of Marie's affiliate partners. And the past few years, Marie and I have done like a side-by-side Facebook Live online webinar during the card open period of B School to answer people's questions about joining. And inevitably, during those live calls, somebody will ask me, "Hey Liz, hey Marie, is B School good for somebody who's in a network marketing business?" And Marie always graciously passes that over to me because she, of course, does not have a network marketing business, but she knows a lot about business, of course, and she believes that it can help everyone. And for me personally, with my experience, what I always tell people is, look, network marketing is just like any other business. Don't necessarily put it in its own category. Now, of course, anybody with a specialty, you know, if you're an attorney or you own a boutique or whatever your specialty would be, there are some nuances to running any business. So, of course, there are some nuances to running a network marketing business. However, one of the places that people get tripped up is they don't treat it like a real business. They treat it like a hobby, or they expect that there won't ever be any down cycles, or that every single person will buy from them. And the truth is that network marketing is just like any other business. So when Marie and I have done those calls together, I always just let people know, look, network marketing is just like any other business. And if you treat it like a business, it will grow. And Marie, of course, agrees with that. So, what most people miss: treat your business like you would any other business, just like I mentioned. Look for ways to provide concise value. And notice how I said concise value. We'll talk about this a little bit later in this bonus webinar, but it's not just about throwing as much information as you can at people. That will overwhelm them. You want to provide concise value to your customers beyond what your company provides. Because your company already makes a great product, but it's your job to understand how people can fit that into their lives and how they can value it in their lives. And in network marketing, I really believe this. 9 times out of 10, people join you first, then they get to love the company. Now, sometimes there are people that are just researching your product or your company, and they happen to find you on the internet or they happen to find you locally and they ask to join. But most of the time, when people join your network marketing business, because it's a team-oriented business, they join because they get to know you, they like your ethos, they like what you stand for, and they can see themselves having a life and business like yours. So we're going to talk about using the B-School model to set you up for what we call attraction marketing. So for me, when I showed you that first slide and the things that I've achieved in my network marketing company, I have not hosted in-home parties or done the traditional network marketing route. And if you're watching this bonus, then I'm guessing that you don't want to do in-home parties or the traditional route either. Those things are great, and if people like to do it, I think it's awesome. But what I did was created this idea and this model of attraction marketing. So I used the B-School model to establish myself as an expert, and then people were attracted to my team. And I'll show you exactly how I did that. I'm going to walk you through exactly what I did. So number two, how to implement the B-School model in your network marketing business. Number one, of course, is profit clarity. Now, in the space of this webinar, I'm assuming that you've already completed your B-School modules. So if you haven't completed your B-School modules, please go back and do that. You can watch the rest of this, but you really need to complete your B-School modules to understand this, especially how to implement it in your network marketing business. So profit clarity. You might think, well, I know what profit clarity is. I've got my network marketing compensation plan, which is great. But within the space of B-School and profit clarity, your ideal customer avatar is absolutely critical, just like it is to any other business. Because, look, your company is great. My company is great. And if you're part of your company and you love it, you know that it's a good company. However, they probably just created a great product and decided to create a network marketing business around it. They most likely have not gone through the ideal customer avatar exercise like you have. As a solopreneur and as an entrepreneur, it's your job to clearly define who you want to work with, even in network marketing. So, for instance, my company sells supplements like multivitamins, probiotics, vitamin D, fish oil, that type of thing, healthy shakes, and then a healthy skincare line. So, as far as profit clarity goes, depending on who is the network marketer, you could be targeting your ideal customer avatar, could be like a baby boomer who kids are all finally out of the house and they want to get their health back and make some extra money. That would be totally different than somebody like I'm talking to in my network marketing business, where my ideal customer avatar is a 32-year-old woman who has a corporate career. She's got two kids at home, and I've gone through the B-School ideal customer avatar exercise to define who I want to work with. So in network marketing, I think people assume that they don't have to do the ideal customer avatar exercise, but it's absolutely critical to define who you want to work with in your network marketing business. Number two, your website. Now, your company might provide a website. A lot of network marketing companies give you a landing page or some sort of shopping cart or some way for people to buy from you. And if they do, that's great. But you also still want to have some type of landing page or website so people can get to know you and who you are. Because, like I said, 9 times out of 10, people are joining you first. So it doesn't have to be, some grand website with like 20 pages. If you're just starting out, just create a simple website where people can get to know you. And Marie and B-School, of course, does such a phenomenal job of teaching you the important elements of your website, like your about page, for instance. Your about page, if you're focusing on your network marketing business, your about page should include your history and why you decided to join your network marketing business. So crucial. Number three, your communication plan. How are you going to communicate with people? The thing about any business, and like I said, I really believe that network marketing is just like any other business, but especially network marketing, somebody might come across you and your product and it's just not for them at that time. But in 6 months or a year from now, they might think, hey, I remember Elizabeth and she's got that healthy eating program. I think I want to go back and do that. So your website is, of course, the place that they can go back and find you, but your communication plan is also so important to that. And you don't need to overload people with information. It's not just about spamming them with a ton of information only about your company, but it's about providing value in the space that you're in. So my product is in the health and wellness industry. So I provide information on how to be healthier in my communication plan, and it grows that know, like, and trust factor. Number four, of course, your email list. And I am so eternally grateful that in 2012, Marie and B School taught me that my email list was golden because I've watched so many people focus solely on social media. And then the company changes the algorithm. You know, Facebook changes its algorithm or Instagram changes its algorithm. And then people lose contact with their customers. So I've focused on my email list from the beginning and it has served me hugely. I'll give you an example of this. So I was recently on a business class flight from LA to Seoul, Korea. I was actually on my way to Bali. I'm working here for a month and I've been saving my frequent flyer miles for years. And I traded in almost all of my frequent flyer miles for a business class ticket to treat myself to celebrate. And in business class, on those long flights from LA over to Asia, they have these little pods where you can lay down, but everybody kind of has their own little pod. So I was cozying up in my little pod in business class, and of course there's a lot of business people flying in business class, and I started chatting with the woman in front of me and the gentleman next to me. And this woman had created a great skincare line she's out of LA, like an all-natural acne line. And she said, and I was asking her how business was going, and she said, well, actually we launched online at the beginning of 2015, and in 2015 and 2016, and most of 2017, we were seeing massive amounts of growth. Every single quarter they were seeing double, triple their revenues. And what they were doing was using Instagram and influencers. So they were getting their product in the hands of influencers and they were really relying on social media, Facebook and Instagram, to grow their business. And they were seeing huge amounts of success from it. And they hadn't ever really focused on their email list because they were doing so well with influencers. And she said, but recently Facebook changed the algorithm about 3 months ago, and their business took a dive. And if it continues to go on the track that it's on right now, she said they won't be in business next year. And I said, you know, have you ever thought about focusing more on your email list? And she said, no, someone else just mentioned that, and that's what we plan to do. So of course, I hope that they can recover from that, and I wish her all the success in the world. But I'm telling you this story because it illustrates the point of you do not own your social media platform followers. So of course you want to make sure that on your website there's a place for people to subscribe to updates. And then within your company, and every company is different, but however they track customers for you, make sure that you also have either at a very minimum a spreadsheet, but I would actually recommend using some type of email service provider where your customers can be on your email list. So if your company does specials, or you know, like we do Healthy Through the Holidays, or they might do a buy one, get one free, whatever your company does, you can communicate with your customers on that. Number 5, your offering. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next section, your offering and your marketing. I'm going to walk you through the exact 2 things that I did after I did B-School to create my offering and my marketing that is what is it helping me achieve the Million Dollar Club this year. So, 2 new ways to grow your network marketing business. Now, I'm going to walk you through the 2 examples that I did. As I'm talking, you'll need to think about your product or your service and how this fits. Since there are so many different types of network marketing companies out there, and I only know the one that I'm in, I can't give you exact examples for your company necessarily, but what I'm about to talk about, I know with your knowledge and your awesomeness in the B-School model, you'll be able to implement these. So number 1, create a program that includes your product. And here's what I mean by this. What type of education does your ideal customer need to have even more success with your product? So what extra value can you create with your product? And I'll give you my example. So like I mentioned before, my company is supplements and healthy shakes and a healthy skincare line. Now, for me, it's too much to focus on all 3 of those things. So I focus on the supplements and the healthy shakes. And I think the healthy skincare line is great, but it's not a huge focus of my program. So I'm so narrowed in on my ideal customer and I know what she wants. So I created a 21-day healthy eating program and it included the supplements, the vegan shake, and then the water bottle that has the company's logo on it. So what I did was created this program and for 21 days, everybody got an email with healthy eating tips and it included the products in the price of the program. So here are some more examples for you. Now, again, I just threw these up here. These are just some ideas that I got. So depending on what your company is, these may or may not work for you. So for instance, if you have an essential oils company, you could do some type of 10-day self-care challenge with like a little essential oils ritual, 10 of them, 1 for each day to help people take better care of themselves. If you have natural cleaning products, you could do a 5-day healthy home detox. A 28-day shake a day challenge, if your company has shakes, has been really successful. I've done that quite a few times. If there's some great makeup companies out there, you could do a master your own makeup class. So if you can look at these, all of these are programs, online programs, that include the product. Now, when I do this, I include the program, the value-added program is complimentary. So people are just paying for the price. They just buy a package from me. So I would say, if I was doing makeup, I would say purchase your 5-piece makeup set and get your complimentary Master Your Own Makeup class for free. You could do, if you have a skincare, you could do Get Your Glow On 14-Day Challenge. And again, these are just ideas for you. Healthy Mom, a Healthy Family 28-Day Program. Empty Nester 21-Day Revamp. A 28-Day Healthy Hair Remix. Again, it depends on what your ideal, who your ideal customer is and what your product is, but create extra value of what your ideal customer would want and deliver that as a complimentary bonus when people buy your product. When I started doing this, I had over 1,000 customers join my organization in 2 years. It was phenomenal. And the even better part of this is what I did was I created my program and anyone on my team could use it. Now, it depends on your compensation plan. Most compensation plans would benefit from that. But you want to create something that's simple, easy for people to do, and allow your team to promote it as well. Because why not give it to anybody in your team who joins or who they sign up, depending on your compensation plan, if it benefits you as well. So again, you want to focus on adding even more value to your customer. So how did I deliver it? Number one, I started with email. So I started just like you. I didn't have a lot of extra money. I didn't have a lot, of extra tools and resources. I'm a little tech savvy, but I'm not a developer. I'm not super tech savvy. So what I did is I created a text-based email and I recorded a little video just like I'm recording for you right now. And for some days, I created a PDF and I delivered it directly via email. So the first few rounds of my 21-day program, someone would sign up. They would purchase the supplement package that was part of the program. So you need to define a package, define a product package or a set of products that people need to purchase from you. And then they would send me the receipt and then I would just pop them into my email autoresponder. And they got every morning at 9 a.m. for 21 days, they got an email from me with healthy eating tips because I'm a health coach and that's my expertise. So I created, and it was just a text-based email. It was like, "Good morning, Sarah. Here's today's education. We're going to talk about how to eat healthy at restaurants." And then I had like a 10-minute video of how to choose the healthiest options at restaurants. And then some days didn't even have a video, it was just a PDF. And I'll talk about in a moment how to some more effective ways to do this, but I just want to get your creative juices flowing on what you could do. So you can deliver it via email. Another way to do it is you can put all of the content on your website or like a course page. And just use like a password protected WordPress page or post. I think I've done that before too, where instead of getting the content in the email, they got an email that said, "Hey Sarah, it's day three. Pop on over to this link," and I linked to the WordPress page. Remember, your password is eat healthy. Everybody had the same password, it was just one post that was password protected. And then they could go in and download the PDFs there. So it kind of depends on how you want to deliver it and what's most effective for your customer. There's also some online learning platforms, and that's what I've moved to now. But I just want you to know in the beginning, all you have to do is deliver things via a very simple email. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can also include some live calls. Freeconferencing.com has a free conferencing calls numbers you can get, a Facebook group, and then do some live meetups. I use Facebook Live to do live meetups as well. So there are so many easy tools that you can do to add value to your programs right now. I'd also like to mention that in my very first online program, I had two people, and I was thrilled with that. I think sometimes people expect to enroll, 50 or 100 new customers in an online program, which is definitely possible, but just know we all start with zero and we all start somewhere. I started with two and it grew from there. Also, those two people I actually met at an in-person event. I was living in Denver at the time, and I joined a community of female entrepreneurs. So I met one woman as a real estate agent and one woman had another business in Denver. I was letting them know about my online program and they both registered. So I met them in person, but they registered for my online program. It's not just about throwing up a website, crossing your fingers and writing a few blog posts and hoping that people join your program. Of course, it's called network marketing. You still have to get out there and network and find people in a variety of different ways. It will grow from there. All right, number two. So that was number one. I created an online program that was centered around my product. The second thing I did was I created an opportunity webinar / video that introduced people to me and to my team. And you can use this model as well. Because the old school way of doing network marketing is having some kind of company presentation where everybody like goes to a hotel or something that now is kind of boring and people don't want to do to listen to the presentation. Also, your company presentation, while it might be great, it also might be pretty generic. So I created a team presentation, and just like, the reason I did this is just like any other product or service, most people don't buy at the first point of contact. So you want to create a team presentation that introduces people to your values and how your company fits those values and stories from your customers and team. So keep it around 30 minutes, give or take, and here's the big thing. Don't pitch your product first thing. This isn't about creating a product pitch. It's about creating a webinar or video or some type of online presentation to help people understand why you even chose network marketing. Because for a lot of people, it's a big shift. Like for me, I had never done network marketing before. I didn't even really know what it is. And a lot of people who come to me are in the same boat. So if you just all of a sudden pitch your product and company, they don't even, it's just too much coming at them. So you want to have some kind of presentation to let people know why you're even here in the first place. And then create a follow-up series of emails with more information about your company and how to join. So I'm giving you the exact topics in my team presentation so you can use these to create yours as well. So in my presentation, it starts with, what does freedom look like to you? So I talk about how I knew that I wanted to have freedom in my life, freedom from going to an 8-to-5 corporate job. And I didn't need a lot of money, but I wanted enough money not to worry about my bills. So I pose the question to people watching it, you know, what does freedom look like to you? And I give them some tools to define that for them. And then I define what recurring income is, because in network marketing, of course, one of the main reasons that people choose it as a business model is because they are looking for the recurring income. So I talk about the definition of recurring income and why I wanted it. And then I talk about different ways to create recurring income. Obviously, you could write a book or a song and then you get royalties on that forever. You could have investments that you're getting royalties off of. Passive income is a little different than recurring income. Passive income would be like selling an online program, but people usually pay for it once. It's not recurring. But I kind of talk about those different things to get their ideas flowing of what they want in their own life. Then I talk about Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. That's from the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, because that was a big eye-opening moment for me. So you could talk about that, or if you had a different big eye-opening moment, you want to include that next in your presentation. And then I include some network marketing stats, how big of the industry is, how many people are joining. You guys can find all that kind of stuff online. And then I talk about my team values. My team values authenticity, co-working, friendship, motivation, growth. I talk about what my team values are. And then I show people pictures of my team. And I share some different stories from team members. And then I talk about why I chose my company specifically, what I liked about my company. And then at the very, very end, I don't even give them the compensation plan or super extra details about joining. I just let them know, give them the link to join, and then let them know that more information is coming. So just like if you think about how B-School is created and Marie breaks up all the content into like more manageable pieces, you don't want to create a presentation that's an hour and a half long because people will lose interest, you know, about 20 to 30 minutes in. So it's important to create a team presentation that talks about these kinds of things. The next presentation is more of letting people know more about your product and the science and the details and why to join. So more on creating your team presentation. I did mine, and you could do this anyway. I did mine as a live webinar, and I was actually doing the live webinar every 2 weeks so that my team could invite people. And then once I did one I really liked, I was always recording it. And then once I had one that I really nailed, I uploaded the recording. I used Vimeo, but you could use any web hosting or video hosting service. And then on my team website, there's a place where people can put their email address in to watch the recording, to watch the webinar. So the big thing here, just like Marie teaches us in B-School, you always want to be collecting their email address in order to watch the webinar or the live recording. So now people can just watch that 24/7 on my website. But again, they have to put in their email address in exchange to watch it, because then you can deliver the presentation to them and then you can send a follow-up series of emails. So it, depending on where you're at, if you're just getting started, you can just manually send those. If you are building your online business more and you have an email service provider like MailChimp or ConvertKit or any of the email service providers, I personally use ConvertKit, you can set up what they call a sequence or an autoresponder. So after they watch the webinar, I have another email that goes to them 1 hour later, because the webinar is about 30 minutes. They get another email 1 hour later that has a recap of what I talked about and the link to join. And depending on what your company is, however they join, whether it's a link or they call you or whatever it is, you just need to give them the information of how they can actually join you. And then I have a series of emails over the next week to 10 days, just a couple of emails that remind them about what we talked about and that I'm here if they have any questions. So you want to stay in contact with people who watch our team presentation. All right, let's talk about number four, the one thing that always fails. This is so, so important. Content overwhelm will always fail you. And what I mean by this is that I've seen, and I've even done this myself, I've made this mistake. I think my second or third program, I just had so much information I wanted to teach, so I just threw a bunch of extra PDFs and videos and bonuses into my program. And then what I started to realize, it was a 21-day program, and I could see the open rates on my emails. After day like nine, people weren't even opening the emails because I had put almost an hour or more of content into each of the days in the beginning, which was way too much. I was overwhelming them. So again, it depends on your ideal customer and what they need. Just remember, do not overwhelm people with content. Think about, again, that meta level of how Marie delivers B-School to us. It's these bite-sized pieces of information where even I could, if I was halfway through module one or halfway through module two or three or four, whatever it is, I could stop if I had to go do something else. We all have busy lives. We all have commitments. And if you give somebody a video that's, you know, 2 hours long, they'll feel like they can't complete it. So you can deliver the same amount of information into bite-sized pieces. Just remember, just because you have it, don't throw it in. Make sure that the information, the bonuses, and the content that you provide are relevant to your ideal customer and it's something that they can actually use. So how to prevent overwhelm? Only include relevant content, just like I mentioned. Deliver your materials in a clear manner. And again, I just did emails for like the first 3 years of my business. Keep the information bite-sized and tangible. And then at the end of your program, this is very important, ask customers for feedback about what could make your program even better. And just ask, Marie gives you fantastic questions in one of the B-School bonuses on how to ask for feedback after a program. That's what I use, and I still use that today. After I run any program, people get that. I just use Google Documents, ask them for feedback, and then they will tell you, you know, I couldn't get through all of the material. And if people constantly say that, then shorten your material. Or they might say, you know, I really love that, but I wanted to know a little bit more about digestion or, you know, whatever it is for your topic. So really, really listen to what your customers want, and that will help you prevent overwhelm for them as well. Okay, number five, three key points to making this work. Number one, keep it simple and involve your team. So in network marketing, there is this idea of something being duplicatable, which just means that people who join your team can see themselves doing what you're doing. Because if you make your network marketing business too complicated, when people look at it, they'll think, I can't do that. So keep it simple and involve your team in the sense of when I did my first program, some of the women on my team are experts in health. So one of my bonuses was from the acupuncturist on my team teaching a little 2-minute exercise to relieve stress by using the palms of your hands to press on your eyeballs. It was a short, sweet little video and it helped so many people. So involve your team where you can and then allow them to refer people to use your program as a free bonus for purchasing as well. So again, it depends on what your compensation plan is. For me, I get the same amount of volume points from anybody who purchases on my team, no matter where they're at. So anybody on my team can refer to my online program. As long as their person purchases the products, they get my online program for free. Stay relevant to your product. Of course, we're all, like Marie says, multi-passionate, and we have so many things we want to teach. When you're doing this for your network marketing business, just remember to stay relevant to your product. And number three, this is so, so important. Be uber clear that your program involves your product. You don't want to surprise anybody that all of a sudden they get this package of products at their house. So when I ran my program, I was so, so clear in my copy that the products were part of the program. So I would say for $199, you get, and then I would explain, actually, I usually put it first. I would say you get your 28-day supply of supplements, your 28-day supply of probiotics, your bag of healthy shakes, your blender bottle, and 21 days of content. And then I would give more information about the content. So it was so clear in the program copy that they were actually getting product. And then I used a registration form. I would actually have a checkbox that they had to check that they understood that I was creating them a preferred customer account with my company. For me, that's how I could get them the best price. But I was so clear, like, you don't want to surprise anyone that all of a sudden they have this account that they didn't realize they were getting. So just be super upfront and clear that your program comes with your product and whether or not you're giving them an account or whatever is involved with your company. And I will leave you with this. This is one of my favorite quotes, but I modified it. Try not to become a woman of success, rather a woman of value. This is an Einstein quote, which I love, although he always says man. I think this is relevant for both men and women, so I modified it just a little bit for you. Remember, network marketing is just like any other business. And just like Marie and B School teaches us, we want to become people, women of value, not just of success. Thank you so much for joining me. I wish you so much success in your network marketing business, and I can't wait to see what you create. Bye for now.